You're listening to another ambitious EntrepreneurNetwork.com podcast, the voice for entrepreneurs and small business. Now, onto the show.
Are you frustrated and confused about how to attract new clients? Nothing you have done is working, and you're tired of waiting for the phone to ring. Imagine learning the tips and tools that will help you get noticed and booked by your ideal client and paid what you're worth for your amazing services. Now's the time to make your dream a reality, and the Ambitious Entrepreneur Show will teach you how. Now, over to your host, Anne-Marie Cross.
Hi everyone, this is Anne-Marie, the podcasting queen. Today's show is different in that I'm going to be spending some time with you today rather than a guest, and I'm going to be talking all about how to podcast with purpose, how to stand out, how to be heard, and how to influence. Now, for some of you, you may already have a podcast and it's generating great results. Fantastic. I really would love you to continue this conversation because there's things that you are doing really well that has made sure that your podcast is engaging and certainly building a community of potential clients for your business. So would love to hear more about how you're doing that and maybe even feature you on our show, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. For those of you who are listening, you are consumers of podcasts, but you may not yet have dipped your toe into the pool of podcasting. So today's show is going to be beneficial for you. I know as many business owners, before we consider jumping in, taking on a new marketing strategy or using a new way to communicate your message, which is what a podcast is going to do, it's really important for you to be aware of the benefits, be aware of some of the things that common mistakes that maybe people are doing so that they're not generating the results that they want so that you can avoid them, as well as other things that are happening in the marketplace as well that you need to be aware of. So that's kind of what I'm going to bring to you today in today's show. Now, for those of you who are wanting to dive a little bit deeper, I have created a mini training around this where it's quite a long training. It goes for about an hour. So typically longer, actually it's longer than that, I think. It's about an hour and 20 minutes because I've put so much into that and different segments. So you can certainly jump ahead and listen to the segment that you want. I've also created a webinar. So you've got slides as well. There's downloadable worksheets and there's also a checklist of what I do to create a podcast, my production workflow, as well as a checklist of no cost and low cost tools to get you started in your podcast. Go ahead and grab access to that free mini training at www.annemariecross.com/mini-training, annemariecross.com/mini-training. I will cover some of those things in today's podcast, but I want to keep this today podcast to the 30 minutes. Don't go over that. That's typically how long we take each show, but you can certainly dive in deeper at that mini training link. So some of the things that I want to talk about, why is podcasting relevant now? And I think as CEOs of our business, we need to be aware of that. There's things that have changed in the marketplace. And if podcasting is not something that you want to do, but maybe leverage some other tools and resources and modes of communicating your brand, you need to be aware of that so that whatever you're using, you can ensure that it is delivering content that your ideal client, your audience wants to hear or wants to read about and be relevant to them, because you're not going to be heard, you're not going to stand out, and you're certainly not going to become an influential voice in your industry if you're not aware of what the industry really wants. Okay, so we're going to talk about some of those statistics, some of the successes. We're going to talk also about video versus blog posts versus audio podcasts. I get asked that a lot. Anne-Marie, you are doing a lot of podcasts, we see you writing articles, and you're even, you know, I'm even now doing Facebook Lives and video. Which is better? So I'll answer that. And then I also want to talk about, if we've got time, some questions that you need to consider, particularly if you are seriously going to go down the path of podcasting. If you are a podcaster already, you want to make sure that you've answered these questions and that as you continue to deliver your content on a podcast, that you continue to deliver in these particular areas. Let me just back up a little bit and share a little bit about how I got into podcasting. I think that for some of you who might have been listening to the show, you might not have heard my story. It was about 9 years ago, in October this year, it'll be 9 years ago, September, October. I was involved in the career industry. I have a long background, an extensive background in the career space, working with executives and professionals in personal branding. So it's always been about personal personal marketing. I love that. Love helping people recognize their what I call unique brilliance and be able to bring that, those strengths and those talents out in a way that really communicates a value, in that case, to a potential employer and now, of course, to potential clients. But it was back in 2008 when a colleague and I were just so disillusioned and actually quite angry, quite annoyed at traditional media when at that time, 2008, the global economy crashed and there were so many people all over the world, not just here in Australia where I'm from, but all over the world that found themselves in the unemployment queues. And it was really quite distressing for them naturally. And of course, traditional media, what do? They're always preaching doom and gloom and being very controversial. And we knew as career specialists that people's mentality, people's mindset was going to impact how they showed up at a job interview, and people needed to recognize, all right, the market has changed. Jobs are not as abundant as they were. In fact, things are really, really tight, and there's so much more opportunities for employers to choose from the pool of candidates because so many people were now looking for jobs. And a colleague and I knew that people would continue to struggle because if they think it's going to be difficult, if you think you can and if you think you can't, you're absolutely right. And we knew that this was going to be relevant as people continue to approach their career and their job search. So we said one day we need to be an inspirational voice amongst this doom and gloom, and Career Success Radio was started. We had absolutely no idea what we were doing. I remember the very first time we pressed record, I was so nervous, but you know what? We just stepped up to the plate and shared our message because it was our message and the why we were creating our podcast that pulled us forward, and that was to be an inspiring voice, to inspire hope, to inspire possibility that, okay, things were tough, yet we needed to change the approach in our job search and we needed to look at different ways. And once we understood that, once, you know, job seeker understood that, opportunity certainly would be available to them. And that's where it started. We did that for 2 years. We impacted so many lives from people all over the world. Our guests were other career professionals. So my network and my co-host network developed. We met incredible people working in that space. So not only was it a great way to build awareness of us and who we were and the services that we offered, it's also a great way that we were building an extensive international network and build friendships and collegial relationships with people we never yet met. And technology allowed us to do that. That was back in the day when people went, what? Podcast? What's a podcast? Thankfully now I don't get that blank, unsure stare. There's still some people that I need to show how to subscribe to podcasts, but so many more people have heard what a podcast is, so I don't have to go into the whole, this is what a podcast is and blah, 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 blah. People know that, which is really exciting. So that's how I got started. We parted ways back then in 2010, and I've always had a podcast, even in different businesses. I then transitioned into helping entrepreneurs and always had a podcast because it was such a great way to, well, communicate. And my why is all about inspiring hope, but also helping people and making a difference in their lives so that they can reach their full potential. Still do that today. That's why I interview great guests who bring their expertise on our platform to help you. And hopefully I do anyway. Always love to hear feedback. Who would you like me to feature on the show? Maybe you are someone who you think can really inspire people to reach their full potential. Reach out, certainly, and we'll see if we can get you featured on the show. Okay, so podcasting has been something that I have done for many, many years. And now, of course, it's come full circle. And 18 months ago, we set up our podcast production and hosting company and now working with corporations, SMEs, small to medium enterprises, in helping them create their podcast too. It's so exciting. Why should you be podcasting? Why is it relevant now? Well, as you know, the market is changing. In fact, one of the clients that we've just started working with, 40 years they have built a successful international business. Clients in the financial space, mind you, so it's not small business, but financial space in over 100 countries. And then what happened? Technology happened. And they found themselves head against digital disruption. And it certainly disrupted their business to the point where they needed needed to take a step back and completely reinvent their business model. They knew that the current existing business model just was not going to work. And now they've come back 4 years later, and not only are they taking digital disruption by the collar, they are going to own that digital disruption and go forth and be the leading force to empower other businesses in the financial space with their fintech solution. It's incredible. But as we know, this particular company that I'm now working with, they recognize that digital disruption is something that many companies now, or many businesses, are starting to recognize because of various technologies, because of market saturation, because of other businesses coming into the marketplace. So that means our voice. We need to compete against many other businesses who are now operating in our space. But you know what? Don't be disillusioned. I'm all about inspiring hope. When you get the right things in place, when you are so clear on the message that you are wanting to share, on the ideal audience, your ideal client, if you know exactly who they are, what keeps them up at night, what they're interested in, their desires, what they are hoping to achieve and longing to achieve, when you're able to incorporate that into the message and how you bring that forth, being very purposeful and intentional in how you deliver that content, your ideal client is not only going to hear you, but they're going to resonate and relate to your message and continue to want to listen to it. So that's what I have found. That's what I'm seeing with the clients that we're working with. And, you know, so now businesses need to reevaluate how are we communicating our brand. And traditional media, as you know, typically television, typically advertising, radio, print, all of that are just not making the impact anymore. Because if we put our consumer's hat on, I mean, do you listen to radio advertisements? I mean, I don't even turn the radio on anymore because, you know, if I've got 5 or 10 minutes, I don't want that 5 or 10 minutes to be cluttered with all sorts of different ads. I just don't want that. In fact, I don't even like the selection of songs that many of the radio stations are providing. So, you know, there is this digital disruption where we've got those platforms now, those digital platforms. Spotify, I know my daughters who are all millennials, they have their own music, their own preferences and things like that. So they get to choose from Spotify and other technology like that. So we need to be aware of that as well. How are people consuming content? Where are they spending time? Where are they giving their attention? And we need to really then see if we can tap into that with information, with content that is relevant, that they're going to want to continue to listen to and continue to consume. Another thing that's happened too is market fragmentation. And again, I go into this in more depth in the mini training. So annemariecross.com/mini-training, annemariecross.com/mini-training, which means that, you know, there's so many different platforms. So you've got the social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, you know, LinkedIn, and a lot of other different platforms as well. Each of those segments, they have attracted a different demographic. For instance, LinkedIn is a bit different, isn't it? It's more the white collar, so professionals, and you wouldn't share photographs of what you did on holiday or what you did over the weekend and things like that you might typically share on Facebook. So we need to be aware of that as businesses, that how we're delivering or how we're showing and how we're communicating our message needs to be very distinct and meeting to the requirements and preferences of these different segments when we're talking about media fragmentation. Many of us know as businesses, we've been taught for many, many years by marketers, we need to provide content, create content, 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 content. But in my research, Havas Media Group, they're in the UK, 84% of those 375,000 people expected brands to produce content. But here's the alarming results. 60% of those 84% of people said that the content that was currently being created was poor, was irrelevant, or failed to deliver value. So really be mindful about whatever way, particularly if you're podcasting, using a podcast to communicate your brand and to build engagement and know, like, and trust with your audience. You need to really ensure that the content that you're bringing to the airwaves and bringing to your podcast through your guests, or maybe even the content that you're sharing, is it relevant? Is it really something that your ideal client wants to listen to and wants to learn and is inspired and empowered, or not? If it's just some boring piece of content that you're throwing together, well, guess what? Unfortunately, you are just contributing to the online clutter. I don't know if you've heard of a website called internetlivestats.com. Internetlivestats.com. Check that out after you've listened to this podcast and when you get back to your office, and check that out. That is a website that in real time updates the amount of internet users there are in the world, the total number of websites, emails sent today, Google searches performed today, and a whole lot of other things as well. You will be overwhelmed by the amount of content that is out there. In fact, I took a snapshot of the website in the mini training, and at that time, and I think it would have been in the afternoon, there were 1,775,272,464 emails that had been sent today. There were 4,074,290 blog posts that were written that day. There were 557, oh my goodness, I mean, I'll just look at those numbers and my mind can't even comprehend. That's a lot of content. That is a lot of noise. So you need to be so clear, again, what I've mentioned earlier about your message, who it's being targeted to, is your ideal client listening to that? How are they not only consuming the content, but what is really crucial for them? What is really grabbing their attention and maintaining that attention? And in some research that I did, and I love doing a bit of research, I mean, as business owners, we need to keep our finger on the pulse, don't we? And it's rapidly changing all the time. But there were a couple of interesting articles, one in particular on a website here in Australia, CEO Institute. And one of the authors, and I can't remember who it was, and sadly I haven't referenced, but go and Google that article. It was called The New Customers. They talked about the entrepreneurial customer, and the article said the digital revolution has completely transformed the way consumers are interacting with brands, and a lot of businesses are struggling to catch up. Maybe this is something that you're struggling with as well. The entrepreneurial customer tended to fall into two main demographics. There were mums and then there were millennials. But here are some common things. They're time poor and they love brands and companies that help them get their time back. Now, maybe you are also time poor. So any company that's going to help you get your time back, or if you are listening or absorbing content in a way that's not going to take a lot of your time, i.e. through a podcast, because what you can do is listen to a podcast while you're driving, while you're commuting, while you're mowing the lawn. One of my colleagues loved to listen to podcasts while he was soaking in the bath. TMI kind of thing is like, dude, that is not an image that I want to be thinking, but thanks for sharing. So 40 minutes, he loves them. He said, because I really get to relax, but also be inspired and learn as I go and listen to the podcast. So you just don't know. People are really absorbing this content and listening to it and accessing it in their day-to-day life, and even studies. Edison Research continues to do an annual survey. And I think from this 2017 results showed that the commonplace amongst all podcast listeners and consumers was in the home. And then I think in the car, sort of commuting, and then other places like exercising and doing the housework and things like that. So back to the entrepreneurial customer, who are mums and millennials. Not only were they time poor and love brands and companies that help them get their time back, but they also believe in the new and shiny, and they regularly seek inspiration. So guess what? If your podcast targets mums or millennials, and you've got a podcast that continues to bring an inspirational message to them, they're going to want to come back because they are actively seeking regular inspiration. They're actively seeking advice as well. They believe and adopt new technology quicker to make life easier, which is fantastic. And here's another thing too. Not only are they seeking advice, but they're community minded. So that means if you've got a podcast that consistently delivers great material and great content, it's inspiring them, it's giving them, you know, real quality advice and support for areas that they're struggling with and seeking help for, they're going to share it with their community, and on it goes. So this is really, for me, it's quite exciting because I do definitely help millennials, also mums, you know, mums in business. Something else that I have not included in this mini training, but that has come about through the recent Edison studies 2017 about podcasting, is that the biggest demographic of listeners that has increased since 2016 survey results was the age group of 25 plus, you know, to 54, which I think is really exciting. That's a huge demographic, isn't it? From 25 to up to 54 years of age. There's a lot of people within that, which I am confident that many of you who are listening to this podcast, your target market falls within that. Typically, it used to be the younger generation with gaming and things like that. But now, guess what? The older generation, the millennials and the older generation, the Generation X, and of course, the baby boomers are now recognizing that there's this great content out there in the form of a podcast. And that's one of the things that I am also doing as well, is not only promoting the benefits of having a podcast for a business who wants to not only contribute to the voice going on in the industry, who wants to own it, who wants to be a voice, an influential voice to inspire and empower, make a difference in the lives of the community. Not only am I getting behind that and standing for that message, but I'm also educating other people too. You're listening to podcasts? Why not? You know what is really interesting? A couple of my colleagues came up to me and they were quite embarrassed. They said, look, we haven't really gotten into listening to podcasts because we don't know how to access them. Sometimes the simplest of things is the reason why your ideal client is not yet consuming your content. So create a community where you foster the ability for anyone to come in and ask a question, and they're never made to feel like, you know, less than or silly or not up with technology. And it was just a matter of getting their phone and click of the button. Here's the app, and here's how you find the show, and there's a subscribe. Really? Is that how simple it is? And then a couple of weeks ago, I went to an expo, and I was one of the keynotes there. And one of the ladies, I asked everyone, how many of you are listening to podcasts? And, you know, people put up their hand. And one lady kind of said to me, she was at the front, she said, yeah, but I don't anymore. And I said, oh, why is that? She said, I just don't have time to sit in front of my computer. And I said, you do realize that you can download and access on your smartphone? She goes, yeah, but I've got an Android. I said, yeah, you can do that on an Android as well. She says, really? I thought it was only for Apple. I said, absolutely not. So I showed her Google Play, and then I said to her, Podcast Addict. There's a lot of different apps on Android as well. So there's people that now can consume the podcast. It's just a matter of educating how they can access it. And once they do, just like my colleague who is a new podcast consumer, he loves it and regularly subscribes to various podcasts in his industry. He's a videographer. And he said, you know what? I know the benefits and the advantages of video, but I know that now through consuming a podcast and how I've become so, you know, the know, like, and trust with some of the podcasts that I subscribe to, which was other videographers in the UK. He said, I really feel like I know those people because they're sharing the same challenges. They're sharing the same situations that they're going through in their business over in the UK that I'm experiencing here in Australia. So he says, I really feel like I know them, and I've got this, you know, like and trust. And he's even purchased different things that they've mentioned on their show, different products and things like that, because of that. That is what a podcast can do when really created well with your ideal client in mind. So, goodness, there's so many benefits, you know, to podcasts about building that know, like, and trust. There's something else that I want to share and, of course, encourage you. Go and download that free mini training. As I said, I've provided the content in a podcast form, so audio. I've got it in a webinar because I know for some of you, you like to listen and view. So there's a webinar with PowerPoint slides. I've created a worksheet with kind of step-by-step through a time and exactly what I'm covering so you can skip forward and listen to it. And of course, there's the checklists and templates as well. So annemariecross.com/mini-training. Something I do want to share about the various aspects, you know, video versus articles versus podcasting. There's a gentleman by the name, and I'm sure many of you who are from the US know of Michael Hyatt. He's a leadership mentor. And for quite some time, he had an audio and a video version of his podcast. And it was really interesting that consistently he was getting only 10% of video views on the video version of of his podcast, to the point now he no longer produces the video version of the podcast, just the audio. And I think that's because his target market, they're very busy. They haven't got a lot of time to sit in front of their computer. So they're consuming that content while they're on the road, while they're traveling. So I thought that was really interesting. Another article that I read was of an ebook author. And what he did was he created one podcast show and one blog post to share a little bit more about the ebook. And obviously the call to action was to purchase the ebook. And the author sold five times as many ebooks from the podcast interview than he did the blog post. And there's, you know, obviously some reasoning behind that. And here's why I think. There is something about spending time with someone on a podcast, so you're hearing my voice. If I want to really create intensity, I'll speak a lot quicker. Or if I want to tell a secret, I can start to whisper. Or if I want to laugh, you know, I'll laugh out loud. But do you imagine if you were reading an article, how are you going to bring over the experience of whisper? Am I going to create it in a different color or reading LOL compared to actually hearing someone laughing is really quite different, isn't it? So I think the experience, you really can get a sense of who that person is. You can engage at far deeper level, which means if you've got a podcast, you can do the same as well. When you create your podcast with intention and with real purpose. Many of us are busy. I mean, I like to read as well, but I find that I scan through things. Not only do I scan through things, when you read an article or a document or a book, you bring your own beliefs, your own values, your own perceptions to that reading, don't you? So you bring all of that into how you're reading it. So there may be a misunderstanding or you're just not getting the sense of what the author wanted to convey within the blog post. But when you're listening to someone and you hear their voice and the different tonality and the speed and the pace of the voice, you really can create that deeper engagement with someone and really take them on the journey. So is one better than the other? Absolutely not. I think each has its own place. So what I say to people is, look, I think video is a great way to really cut through the noise, create that level of engagement with someone, but then draw them to your podcast. If you want to hear more, I spend a lot more time diving deeper into that topic over at, and then you give your podcast URL and then they subscribe to that. And then guess what? A video, which might be a minute or 90 seconds or even under 5 minutes, in comparison to them spending a good on a weekly basis or bi-weekly basis, depending on the frequency that you publish your podcast. If they do that consistently for 20 to 30 minutes and spending time with you, you can see how you can really fast track that building of know, like, and trust so that they really do trust you at a deeper level in comparison to, say, some of the other methods of communication. So there's just so many other reasons why I really think podcasting is such a great way when done well. Now, I know that we're just about at the 30 minutes and I do like to, if I say that it's going to be 30 minutes, I do like to honor that. Some of the other things, of course, in the mini training that I have, so I really do encourage you to go and sign up for that, annemariecross.com/mini-training. It's going to go through a number of different questions about, you know, about you. How can you bring that unique, distinguishable element of you into your podcast that really is, even if you're sharing the same information that other people might be sharing, how can you make that different? Well, guess what? You are naturally going to be different in your style and how you bring that information across in your voice. So when you do that with intention, when you do that with purpose, that's why I've called it podcasting with purpose. When you do that with purpose and you do that consistently, that is how you're going to be memorable to your audience, and that's how you're going to continue to influence. So I'm going to leave it here for now. I hope that was beneficial for you. I know I've shared a lot of content, but I'm so passionate about this topic, about podcasting, but more so about how to bring your voice, how to bring your message out there into a podcast form so you can make a difference in the lives of the clients, the people that you know you were called to support and that you were called to serve. So hope that was helpful for you. Shout out, let me know. I know that I don't often ask for feedback, but I really really want to know how you found this, what you've benefited, even some of the shows that you might like me to feature with guests in upcoming shows. I mean, I know what I'm really interested in, and I can only assume what you're interested in too. So I would really love to know a little bit more about who you are, your business, what your challenges are. So reach out to me, AnneMarieCross.com, or on LinkedIn. Find me on LinkedIn, Anne Marie Cross. Let's connect, and then we can certainly continue the conversation there. Hope it was helpful for you. If you are inspired to then start podcasting as a way to bring your message to the world and to influence others, let me know so that I can go and have a listen to your podcast as well. But for now, this is Anne Marie. Bye for now. Hi, this is Anne Marie. Have you enjoyed listening to this interview and have often thought about how awesome it would be to have your very own podcast, to share your message in a much bigger way so you become known as an influential voice in your industry? But the thought of having to learn all about podcasting technology, the gizmos, the gadgets, well, that just seems too hard. I get it. You know, I recently won the best podcast in Australia in the business, marketing, and entrepreneur category, and I still use a free and simple audio editing software that was so easy for me to learn 9 years ago when I first started podcasting. Now, if you're a purpose-driven, service-based business owner with a desire to make a difference in the world, I've created a special gift just for you. It's my free mini training, Podcasting with Purpose, where I share with you the key things you need to know to stand out, be heard, and influence your audience from your very first podcast. And I'm also going to give you access to my podcast production workflow and no-cost and low-cost tools, the simple way to help you get started. Now, to access my Podcasting with Purpose mini training, go to annemariecross.com/mini-training. That's www.annemariecross.com/mini-training.